The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and let's rest for a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in a boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. And so they hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. You can just hear them saying, "Darn it." And when he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. This is good news from the Lord. The readings that you hear each Sunday are from what is called the lectionary, which is simply small paragraphs taken from the much larger Bible. And it's really meant to be a tease and to intrigue you and interest you so you'll go home and read the Bible. I'm afraid most Catholics do not do that, which is quite a shame because you really don't get in the very quick and short reading the before, the after, the real point that each of the texts is trying to make. And that's certainly true of today's. So the most I can do in these few minutes is give you a small idea. From Jeremiah, in the first reading, he was one of the prophets. He's railing out the leaders. So this is meant for the priests and the bishops, really not for you. He's saying you're not supposed to upset and scare the people and drive them away. You're supposed to be good shepherds. You're supposed to care for them. And if you don't, you will be punished for your evil deeds. God seems to know that it wouldn't always happen that way, so God says, "I myself will have to gather the remnant of my flock from all the lands that you have driven them." I'm sure you've heard the sad statistic that still the largest church in the United States is the Roman Catholic Church. We're about 25%, whatever that means. But you know what the second largest group is? Former Roman Catholics. Now that should tell us, at least those of us who consider ourselves the shepherds, that maybe we haven't been doing a very good job. Why would there be so many people who are former Roman Catholics? So much so that they'd be the second biggest group after us. This is a challenge to us. Those of us who consider ourselves shepherds or leaders, are we scaring the people away? Or are we being like Jesus came to exemplify, a good shepherd? The second reading is from St. Paul to the Ephesians. Really, it's a profound and brilliant piece of theology, very broad-minded. And in this particular second chapter, he's making a point, and he's saying, Jesus came to preach peace to those who were far off, by that he means the pagans, and to those who were near, which he means his own group, the Jews. And out of the two, he hopes to make one new humanity, one single new humanity, the complete phrase says. It's clear that the goal of God is unity. Not simply to gather us into little tribes. And then he makes an even more shocking statement. That again, if you're not really seeing the before and after of the text, you probably would miss. He says he's breaking down this wall of hostility between the Jews and the pagans by abolishing, that's a pretty strong word, abolishing the law and all of its commandments. I'm sure you're going to go home and check if I didn't make that up. And all of the legal claims of the law. Because in fact, Most religions use the law to differentiate themselves from other people, to make themselves apart and superior. And he says he is destroying the wall of hostility, that's the phrase, between Jews and all the other people of the earth. And as long as you keep differentiating yourself by your customs and your practices, which you sacralize and you say are from God, usually they're just your own customs and you call them God's law. And by doing this, by destroying the wall of hostility, God has come in Christ to reconcile both sides with God. So it's very clear. From the very beginning, the Christian message is not about affirming one religion's right and the other religion is wrong. It's creating a people who are big enough, who are broad enough, who are deep enough, who are loving enough to love everybody. That's the sign that you've got the true religion. And in fact, if you can't respect Muslims, black people, Protestants, or whoever, gay people, you haven't got the true religion, because it has not led you to love, to break down the wall of hostility. And then in the third reading, we see this most lovely gospel where Jesus and the disciples seem to be tired out from all the people, and they want to run away in a boat, a nice Sunday cruise, to get away from all the people. And wouldn't you know, the people run ahead of them, they get off the boat, and there they all are. Oh God, I know the feeling. But I guess, I hope they were able to see God is in this, because they felt pity, or Jesus at least felt pity, and said, these poor people are like sheep without a shepherd. So that's the tie-in between the gospel and the first reading. That we better be ready, those of us who call ourselves shepherds in the church, to take care of the people, to be good to the people, not to drive them away by fear and accusation and judgment, but to have pity on them. In fact, I'm not any Greek scholar, so don't be too impressed, although they made me study 6 years of it, but I was never very good. But I do know in this passage, the word that is described as having pity, it says literally, if you wanted to take it literally in the Greek, he felt in his bowels their pain. It's a deep, deep verb that is seldom used. He felt it all the way down in his bowels, how much these people were like sheep without a shepherd. I'm sure many of us have this feeling as we look at our country, as we look at what happened this week in Colorado, as we look at the South Valley, as we look at our young people, so many of whom feel like sheep without a shepherd. But this isn't just, brothers and sisters, a challenge and a call to the priests and the bishops. We can't let ourselves off the hook that easily. You also have to be the shepherds of your neighborhood and your family and those who live to the right and the left, and announce, as Jesus did, peace to those who are near and peace to those who are far away.